I'm reading from Deuteronomy chapter 8 this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you.
Always full, it's easy to forget the divine source behind all that bounty. We read this passage before in the scripture reading.
Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 8. The Lord your God is bringing you to the land, land with brooks and streams and deep springs gushing out of the valleys and hills. A land with wheat, barley, vines, and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. Land where
sway, brushing against their ankles, or trying to, these guys with those pestles place their eye there to be a reminder of God's commands to them. Or the Sabbath. Every Saturday, when they take a break from their work and rest, that is a reminder. The book of Exodus, one of the Ten Commandments, our nation, and the reason for that fourth commandment to remember the Sabbath is tied to the creation, which is probably what we most associate the Sabbath with. God created the world in 6 days and then rested on the seventh. So the Sabbath is a remembrance of that we rest as God rested. So Exodus 20, verse 11 says, "For in 6 days the Lord made heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. He rested on the seventh, and therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." But when the Ten Commandments are reiterated in Deuteronomy, just before the Israelites enter into that promised land, the command is still the same, that they observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy as the Lord has commanded them. But when the reason is given behind that command, there is a shift. Not that that undermines the original significance of the Sabbath, but this is added because of their history. And now this weekly rest will have added significance. So here's the reason given in Deuteronomy. "Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day." Oh, is that why? Recommended that you observe the Sabbath? Well, not originally, but it is now. "It has taken away the settlement to a land of abundance and prosperity. God will not have them forget where they came from. They were enslaved without the luxury of rest and no possibility of Sabbath. Then God delivered them with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. So when they rest from their work on each Sabbath, they should remember that there was a time when they could not rest, that they were slaves at the mercy of the Egyptians until God delivered them. The Sabbath would be helping them to remember that every week, an opportunity to rest, an opportunity that they did not have when they were slaves." So many of the laws of millennium that are described for us are with them to remember. Here's the instruction given in Deuteronomy 24, verse 21 to 22. "When you harvest the grapes in your vineyard, do not go over the vines again. Leave what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, the widow. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. That's why I command you to do this. When you're blessed with the prosperity of a fruitful vineyard, don't harvest every grape. Leave some behind for the poor to follow after and pick up the leftovers. And when you do that, it's a reminder to them of their roots, that they were slaves in Egypt. There was a time when they did not have prosperity, that they know what it's like to experience food insecurity. The Passover, too, the annual celebration of the Passover feast was really the reenacting of God's deliverance. They were replaying their release from Egyptian captivity. In describing the unleavened bread in Deuteronomy 16, 38 through 17, it's explained that this is because they had to leave Egypt in haste. So quickly that they didn't have the time to allow the bread to rise. So each year they eat unleavened bread as part of the Passover, so that all the days of your life you remember the time of your departure from Egypt. All those different examples are God designating physical things as a reminder of what God has done for them, so they don't forget. slice of bread.